This evening, we're talking about banking and finance. And what I know about for the evening so far is that Mary Heroyan and Jennifer Harnish will be speaking about some of their experiences. And I also know that Linda Faust has come up with a difficult thing that she's been dealing with, which I'm sure she's not the only one who has been. So we'll be addressing that along the way too. And then, of course, taking questions. So, Mary, all yours.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Sharon, and welcome, everybody. So I am kind of excited in talking about this particular app just because it works so well. And I'm not somebody that generally, is always comfortable using a phone app versus if I can make a phone call and do the same thing, I'd rather do that. So the application I'm going to talk about is for my bank, which is TD Bank. So it's the TD Bank app. And I really am not quite sure why I actually did download it to begin with. I think maybe my sister Nona had downloaded it, and I may just wanted to see how accessible it was. I really had no idea whether it was or not. And I was very content being able to do a number of banking functions right over the telephone. I could call an 800 number and, transfer between accounts, check my balance, and that sort of thing. I could do that. And, and that was fine. So I downloaded the TD Bank app and, had to set it up. Of course, you have to set it up with open up the account with a username and password. And I used my thumbprint for an extra authentication. So if you have a face ID, you would use your face authentication. And that was all really quite easy to set up. It takes a little time, but it was very accessible to do. I use VoiceOver. So I set all that up. And so when I go into the application, I have to use my thumb print and it allows me then to go in. So it's good security. And when you go into the phone app, it's very set up really so straightforward. You just swipe to the right and immediately you see buttons labeled, transfer, Zelle, pay card, and then my accounts, my bank accounts. I also have my credit card through TD Bank. And so that card is also linked to my account on this app. So not only can I check my bank account balances and transfer between, my checking and savings account, I can also check my credit card balance. I can check any, transactions made on my credit card. I can also pay my credit card balance. I can, have money taken from my savings account to pay my credit card balance, right? Using the app. Very easy, very accessible. It's very easy to transfer between my accounts. So if I want to move money from savings into checking, it's extremely easy to do, very accessible. I don't know if anyone is familiar with Zelle. Zelle is a transfer method between banks. And I used it once and was able to send a payment to a friend and through using Zelle. As long as you know how to identify the person you're sending the money to, usually a cell phone, perhaps, put that in and it goes right through. That was really accessible. So the one thing that is a little bit more difficult to do, but it is doable, is actually depositing a check. You can actually, through your phone camera, take a picture of the front of the check and the back of the check and make a deposit. The trick, of course, is to be able to properly angle the camera and make sure that you can get the whole check in the photograph. So that takes a little practice and patience. And the one thing I didn't like about the app is that I didn't know you had to have the phone held landscape style. Landscape. I was holding a portrait, trying to hold the phone over the check to take a picture, and it just was not doing it, and it timed out. So, and then my sister Nona said, "No, you have to hold it landscape." Well, the app didn't tell me that, and I didn't know that. So once I held it landscape, then you still have to position it. There's not very good verbal cues from the app telling you, you know, it doesn't tell you move to the left, move to the right. It did on occasion say move closer, you know, move the camera closer, meaning move it down closer to the check or move it further away. But I still had to figure out how to hold the phone in the camera before getting timed out. But I did practice with it and was able to do it. And you know it's successful because you'll hear a little click and the picture's taken. I swipe to the right and it says, I think it said success or something verifying that the picture was taken. And then you then take the picture of the other side of the check and you get the same message. And then you swipe to the right and it'll ask you to, I think, confirm. And then you have to wait to see if those pictures really, if the photographs really were successful. Because one of the times I did this, I was getting the message early on that the pictures, that the photographs were accepted. But then later in the process, it told me, we didn't get enough information. You have to take the photographs again. So I had to start all over, which at least I knew then I had to begin again. But the other two occasions, everything went fine. You know, I was successful with taking the pictures of both sides of the check. I was successful. It tells you you're successful. And you get a confirmation number indicating that the transaction went through. And also in the app, there's a place in the menu, under menu, that I can go and check on what they call mobile deposit history. So I can actually go back in the app and make sure that the transaction I just made is listed in history as a pending transaction. So, you know, it's there. So that works really well. So, so basically anything you can think that you might need to do is quite accessible on the app, other than of course, cashing a check. You can't cash a check and get money out of the phone, but everything else seems to work fine. You know, including even being able to go back and check on past statements. I can go into the app and into one of the accounts and look in past statements as well. And I think you can print as well a past statement, but you can certainly look back on past statements, both for a bank account as well as the credit card, my credit card, all there. So it's quite convenient. I can set up alerts. I was able to do that, you know, on my credit card so that I would be alerted when certain transactions are made on my account to make sure that they're transactions I'm making and not fraudulent. So you can set up alerts as well very easily through the app. So I'm very happy with it. It's really convenient. And And I just only hope that, you know, nothing happens to make it inaccessible. But I guess the one and only thing would be, you know, making it a little easier when you want to deposit a check. But, you know, it is with practice still doable.
Mary,
yes.
This is excellent presentation. You and I talked a little bit earlier today when we were discussing this about the idea of having some kind of check writing stand that mm-hmm. you could put your camera in. And and Linda had sent an email that there is such a device, I believe, to make things easier. And before we go on to Jennifer, I wondered if anyone had been able to purchase something like that and if it indeed did help. Would anyone like to unmute and mention that?
Or perhaps if Linda would like to...
Would you like to share, Linda?
Speak about her experience with the with the stand.
Yeah.
Well, that's all in the email.
Email.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to read it? LB or LV stand. And it was something that, what's her name? Judy Dixon recommended from AFB. And I had my provider kind of adapt it with Velcro and stuff so that I could line up the stand because it's in two different pieces. So that's all I could tell you other than somebody reading it or you letting me read it with Jaws.
Okay. Well, Nona.
Yes, Nona, I'm here.
Would you have it ready, Nona, right?
Yes, I have it ready to go.
Okay.
Before I do, I just wanted to say, you know, just to expand a little bit on what Mary was saying in terms of, yes, you can print from the app because that's initially why I downloaded the TD Bank is I needed to make some copies of past bank statements. And it was just so much easier to not have to go to my bank to request them. I could just print them directly from the app. So it absolutely is. And again, just a little tip in terms of taking a picture of your check. Again, like I talked about with the QR code, lifting it above the check. You don't want to be too close to the check. You really want to lift it up, you know, a little bit above the check. And remember that when you put your camera in a landscape mode, your camera is actually not centered anymore. So you need to kind of, just a tip, raise your camera above your check and move it to the right so that it's more, the camera is kind of in the middle of your check, not exactly intuitive, but that's really how it's going to capture the image. And it will tell you success if it captures a good picture. So just wanted to say that. And now this is the email from Linda.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you the stand that I got. The phone fits in the stand. So, and you know, sometimes I have to swipe portrait mode and sometimes the other one, but it's all in there. We started before I got the stand with trying to lift the camera at the right height and all that didn't seem to work for me. So go ahead, read it if you'd like.
Sure. I'm just going to have voiceover read it, so I hope everybody
can hear. Sure.
BCU phone app issues while the check is scanning. A sighted person can see there is a countdown of 3, 2, 1, as well as a moving rectangle, indicating the app is adjusting to looking for and identifying the correct rectangle to use to take a photo of the check. But there is no indication for a blind person to know there is either a countdown or identification happening. So one might have the feeling of, hey, what's going on now? After the check has been scanned, there is no audio indication that it has been done successfully. It would also be very helpful if there was a cue to turn the check over before hitting the continue button. After the check has been turned over and the second photo taken of the backside, there is no indication that the second photo has been taken successfully and that one is now back on the deposit page. When one does get back on the deposit page, it seemingly starts with voiceover back at the top of the screen, rather than at the appropriate next location, which would be after the photo taking part. Also, there's no confirmation that a check deposit has been approved unless I look on the app afterward. https://www.afb.org/aw/22/8/17660. Link. Thanks. Judy Dixon AFB recommendations including phone stand I got. The info and link listed here. 55 tablet stand with check scan accessory https://tabletstand.com/product-check/link. The stand is like a plus sign on the bottom, with a column that rises up about 9 inches. Supporting a stand on the top to support a tablet or a cell phone, using a spring-loaded piece to hold the phone in place. This top part of the stand can be angled for various uses, but to use with the check scan accessory, it will be flat, parallel to the surface of the table or desk on which it is sitting. The check scan accessory is much like a table itself that can be used with legs down, like a regular table, to put a personal size check on at the appropriate height. My helper added Velcro to the top to create a guide, within which I may line up the check for the best photo and so it is less likely to move around. When the accessory is turned upside down, like a table with its legs in the air, it will be the appropriate distance for a larger, business-sized check. My helper made 2 adjustments to this stand and accessory to make it easier for me to line things up and to get more consistent photos. She added Velcro to the bottom of the center column and one side of inside of the L-shaped foot, as well as the corresponding pieces to the end and inside curve of the accessory leg that meets up with the column. So I may slide the check scan accessory along the other side of the L until it meets with the center piece. Then it all sticks together so it will not move accidentally during the process. The other thing she did was to secure either side of the movable stand at the top to either side of the base, so the angle will not change as one is using the phone while it is in the stand.
Linda, if it's all right with you, I'd like to put out the link that you sent us
The stand. Go for
it. So that other people might be able to assist. And the other thing I was thinking is that I would think that each app is a little bit different as to how it's configured.
Absolutely. That's why I talked about this is the TD Bank app. So not to, you know, assuming that other banks' apps will look different, you know.
And they might be as good or not as good.
Exactly. And anytime I go to a new screen on the app, or any app for that matter, I like to explore it first before I do anything, before I conduct a transaction. So just so you know what options or what, you know, what is being asked and what buttons there are, like when I'm going to make a deposit, you know, I want to explore that screen before I actually start trying to navigate with the camera.
Trying to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rushing the queue.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was all I really wanted to talk about with the TD Bank app.
Thank you. Russ, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I use 2 different banks, Bank of America and Unibank. And 4 years ago or so, Unibank paid me $500 to go on the phone with their tech company that did their app on the phone. And so we ran through the app and they, you know, I was on for like an hour. I couldn't believe they wanted to pay me $500. It was great. But the one thing that, you know, Julie does most of this, but at times I can make it happen. I haven't had to in a while. The app does change. But the one thing we've noticed is that you have to write on the back of the check for deposit only and sign it. If you don't do that, at least with my 2 banks, you only get 1 shot. If you don't have it on there, they'll deny the deposit.
And how do you write? That has to be written on in print prior to deposit, correct?
That's correct. Before you take the pictures, it has to be written on there. And I don't know if TD Bank is like that.
No,
that's okay. Interesting, Russ.
Yeah. So you just need to, it'd probably be good just to call the bank and have them walk you through, you know, the application.
Right.
The mobile app. So, I've had some good experience with it.
Excellent. Jennifer, were you going to speak about Bank of America? I can't remember.
Yeah, Bank of America was going to be one.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, sure.
Yeah, it sounds pretty similar to TD Bank. I do find that I've been using it for, 15 years, maybe? No, not that long. But anyway, it's it has a lot of, like, excess wording on the screens, you know, all this privacy policy, and it's which is great, but it's just a matter of, you know, probably the more you're using it, you'll learn to just, you know, what that stuff is and skip over it. It has the same Zelle feature to, say, pay bills or send someone money. It stores the names and contact info of people that if you wanted to. So I used to have, say, I think BSCB on there or other people that I would send a check to, my parents' home health aid, et cetera. So that made it pretty efficient that way. It doesn't indicate when something is a quote link. So you start learning like, oh, okay, I'm going to double tap on this and this is what will happen. It'll on the front page, it does the touch ID if you want to, that is super convenient. One thing to know if you use Siri is the app is pronounced Bofa. So I kept trying to say, you know, open Bank of America. And it would be like, no, we don't have that on there. So just know that. So it'll give you, like, you tap on your account, which appears on the first screen that opens up. It'll tell you the balance. If you double tap on that, it will show you more information. Like, right away, it'll show recent activity. And then you can expand that to show more than just the recent deposits or payments. Let me switch over to it for a sec. Well, it's the same issue with the check deposit. These one solution for the for deposit only thing, and I have thought of doing this, but I have not done it yet. Is you can go to a place like Staples and they will make a stamp for you. And you could make a stamp that says for deposit only to Bank of America or whatever it tells you to stamp on there. So if you do a lot of checks or you don't have somebody to write on it for you, that's something to think about. And the stamps have a direction that's identified on it, et cetera. And people do that for their signature, that sort of thing. What I do instead, I don't get many checks. I probably deposit 3 a year. I just need the exercise. So I walk down to the ATM and deposit that. And I have done that without signing anything, without writing anything on it. And it takes it just fine. You're supposed to write like the amount on the check. And if I forget or if I don't, no, if I didn't bother checking, then I just, I guess, but it then corrects it for me. It's like, you know, you feel like you're doing something horrible, but it doesn't believe you, which is fine. The piece that I'm interested in hearing from anybody else who's, you know, a fairly recent Bank of America app user is there used to be a way to have it send a check to somebody. And that's what I used to use rather than having to write checks. And I cannot find that option anymore. So if somebody has figured out how to do that on the app, I'd love to hear about that. But I definitely recommend the app. I don't get frustrated with it. I like how the bank offers, you can set different alerts, like if there's a charge on my debit card of a certain amount, or if there's a withdrawal from the ATM, it's done the whole, like, if I pay for something when I'm in Maryland, occasionally it will question that and I have to enter a code. First time that happened, that was annoying because I didn't know it had happened. I had turned my phone off to enjoy the restaurant. But anyway, it.
So, Jennifer, on...
Yes, the pay or transfer, but then
yes,
what?
Yes, go in there, and then bill under bill pay, that's where you want to be going to...
Okay, yep, I tried that.
Pay then bills, what? And that's where you can set up all your accounts to send out checks. If they'll either do it electronically, if they have an affiliation with Bank of America, or they'll send the check.
But where does it say use a check? I get the Zelle options. That's what I can't
Zelle.
Find.
You don't want to go through Zelle, though. You want to go
I know.
Through bill pay, right?
Okay.
Find pay. And, I don't have it open right now, but it's under, I think it just says bill pay or pay bills or something.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Hold on, I'm trying to switch.
You know what? I don't want to waste everybody's time. I'll go on mute. I'll see if I can find it. I'll come back with it. Okay.
I mean, I got to I think bill pay or it showed the Zelle, but it still wasn't. It was only giving me the option to pay through Zelle.
No.
But I haven't Yeah.
Okay. This is Kim. While Bruce is checking things. I'm curious. I'm a Bank of America customer too. Do you use Erica, the help?
No, it annoys me.
I've had nothing, but I've tried to talk to her and she doesn't seem to understand. And I must not be saying the right things, but I was just curious.
I mean, my husband's Eric, and it annoys me that I hear something similar.
She's like the virtual assistant for Bank of America. And I have just had no luck. And she's always saying, I'm here to help you. And I'm like, really? I don't think so. It's not working very well. So it must just be me.
Yeah. I've also gotten good customer service from Bank of America. Oh, yeah. I don't know if they have a great history, but I had
And they're very good about if you want to get an accessible format statement, you can get a Braille statement. You can, get an electronic statement. There's an 800 number that you can reach out to, but it's and through the customer service line, they can add that to your account if you choose to.
So. That's interesting, Kim. My bank, I was getting Braille statements, and for some reason it stopped temporarily. And I've had three conversations, and they keep sending me Braille cards for my credit card, which is not what I'm looking for. Uh-huh. So I think we've got it straightened out. But I'm glad you mentioned it, because I think people, even if you don't choose to use an app or can't use an app, you can get a Braille statement or a large print statement. And that can be very helpful.
And it can help you at least verify some things. I mean, I use the app and I use a lot of different strategies, but I use the Braille statement to verify things.
I think getting the alerts for me has been very, very helpful. Every transaction I have, I get alerts for. And that way, if there's any idea of fraud, you know right away.
They were also really good. The knock on wood, one time that I purchased alcohol through Instacart. I don't know if it was Instacart or the store, but somebody definitely got my number and did these weird purchases from a Florida thing for hundreds of dollars. Ooh. And I actually got a phone call from the bank, and I called them back because I didn't trust them. And they were, they told me that they had these unusual charges had I made them. And this person was on the phone with me for almost an hour, like walking me through what to do. And I mean, it was really helpful. And she was just like this everyday person. Like, I felt like I was talking to my mom or someone, like just chatting. And anyway, that was surprising. It was even a Saturday. Anyway. The other app I use is Capital One, and we have kind of a secondary savings and checking through them. Many of our bills are paid through that. It has a super basic app. Like, Bank of America has all this junk that's on it. Capital One, it's like this line, that line, that line. And I like it that way. I haven't gone that in depth into it. Mainly, I just use it. You can give it, my Bank of America account is listed there for transferring money. So it was so straightforward. I just did it this morning. It was like four or five taps, and that was it. And then our credit card is on there as well. It's through Capital One, and you can set up payments and take a look at your statements, all of that. The other thing you can do on the Bank of America app is you can do an advance ATM withdrawal. So you set it up on your phone, and then when you go to the ATM, you can like hold your phone in a certain spot and it will, it's supposed to be a faster way to get your money. The only thing, I tried it once and it, they had just changed the ATM to accommodate like smartphones and all this stuff. So I had to ask Ira to help me with it because I couldn't figure out where all these things were, even with the audio piece headset. But anyway, it then gave me money and all these weird, like $10, fives. I don't know if it gave fives, 20s. I'm not a $10 bill person. It sounds weird, but I don't, the way I fold my money, it doesn't fit in my wallet. $10 bill. So anyway, I didn't want them to decide. So anyway, but that was kind of a cool option. Like if you're really in a hurry, and I also like that there's so many Bank of America branches out there. Anyway.
May I ask a question, and then I'd like to pass it on to other people on the call. I have been a little reluctant to use the ATM. First of all, I'm not sure that I have to check at my bank whether or not it actually has speech on it. But the other thing is if I'm going to go, normally I go to the bank and I'm in a paratransit and they're not going to wait, you know, for me to, so I just go in and do my banking with a teller, but I understand. So I just wonder if other people have had that kind of reservation with ATMs about using them.
Like how long it's going to take? So it's what you're asking?
You know, part of it is anybody watching me, you know, knowing what I'm getting?
I mean, I stand in front of it. It's supposed to be that nobody comes in if you're in there. It does take a while. I'm annoyed at all the verbal stuff every time, but I'm thankful it's there. Mm-hmm.
And you always get the money and the appropriate bills, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Brian here. I would say that one of the things you need to understand about the screens on ATMs is they're designed in such a way that you have to look at them straight on to see what's on the screen. Anybody who's off to the left or off to the right isn't going to be able to look over your shoulder and see what might expect. It's some pretty fancy video stuff that they're doing to achieve that, but it's quite effective.
Very good to know. Excellent.
Can anybody hear me? It's Pam.
Yes, hi, Pam.
Oh, okay, good. I'm on my phone because I had trouble with my tablet, but I also use Capital One just for my credit cards, but I found them very helpful. I get the electronic statements, and then I get my balance, all of that, and I can make any payments I want to make, you know, for paying the bill right online, and it is very easy. I have not done it. I belong to a local bank in Hopkinton, so I have not done the online banking yet. I think they have it, but I haven't done it yet. So how do you start doing that?
I think you would have to download the app.
Okay, right.
In the app store.
I would think it would begin by talking to your bank about what the app is called.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, they can have some pretty squirrely names sometimes.
Right.
So find out what it's called. Go ahead.
Sometimes they have to send you a link, Brian, too. Some banks want to send you a link to go to the right app.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Okay. And then as Mary was saying, you know, you have to set up an account on the app.
And then, you know, there's the app and then there's actually on the computer. So you could, right. I have not done any banking through the TD Bank website on my computer. I've done everything on the app, but there's that option as well, you know, to do it on a PC through the website.
Right. I guess I'd probably do better using the app. And I do use, I don't know if anybody talked about PayPal yet.
Oh, we have not, but I use it all the time.
What was that?
I didn't hear what you said.
PayPal.
PayPal. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Very easy. Yes. Easy statement. I mean, easy to figure out online and to get what activity has been happening and all of that. I had a fraud thing that was, and PayPal was wonderful about that. It was, I guess, through, I can't remember if it was a credit, may have been through the credit card, but there was a payment that PayPal had made. So I got it all taken care of. They were very helpful.
Yes.
Jennifer.
David, with a comment on PayPal.
Go ahead.
It's very easy to use, but one thing I found the hard way once, you know, when you set up your account, it's much safer to, you know, if it's going to debit your account, you know, if somebody's asking you for a payment, have it take it out of your debit account, not your credit account, because exactly. I found they take a big chunk as a transaction fee if you pay it out of your credit card.
Right.
So make sure you do it off your debit account, your debit account, checking account.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good point. Bruce, you want something?
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to get back. Sorry it took me so long, Jennifer. My Touch ID is not working on my phone right now, so I had to actually look up my password, of course, to get into Bank of America. But on that screen that I was telling you about, instead of going to Zelle, it's the very next thing you would swipe to. It says pay bills now or schedule.
Yep.
And that's the one that gets you into bill pay.
Okay.
And then it there you has the check option and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it has an option because, again, if you're paying like a utility company and they are already set up to be a direct recipient from Bank of America, maybe, you know, through EFT, then you can't send them a check. It's going to just send a electronic payment to them. But if it's somebody that doesn't have an affiliation with Bank of America, like a smaller company or a person, then they do actually issue a physical check.
Okay, well, Bruce, why don't you test it out and you can send me a check. And I'll
that's okay.
You know.
I use it all the time. It works great.
How much would you like, Jennifer?
Blank check.
I don't know. What's your balance?
Well, I pay my that guy that does landscaping and snow plowing.
I am not doing your landscaping and snow plowing.
Well, okay, so but they're the
no, I know what you
every
mean.
Time, so I can't set it up you. Automatically. So I do pay them that way, and I know they issue a check. It takes about 7 days, for the check to get issued and sent out.
Oh, wow.
That's the one downside of it, so you can't get too close to your due date or for something because it may get there late. But if you you know, get on it when you receive your invoice or bill, then it should be in plenty of time.
Okay. Thank you. And I mean, you I will say from what Sharon said, I do like going into the bank. It's just kind of another quote experience. There are probably 8 banks in downtown Natick. None of them are Bank of America.
Wow.
So, but there is an ATM, Bank of America ATM. So this, you know, whatever it's, so I don't have that as an option without using some form of transportation to go, at least locally. But we have a tiny account at Middlesex Savings. I haven't tried their ATM. I haven't tried an app if they even have one. So I just use them if I need a check, or I've gone to the post office and done a cashier, not a cashier's check. What do they call it? I don't know. There's some term for it.
Money or.
Money order. Thank you.
Shall we open it up to participants?
Yes, let's do that. Because I especially would like to hear from anyone maybe who isn't able to do the apps, maybe doesn't have a smartphone, and make sure that we can help assist in any way.
Brian Chelson has left the meeting.
To give you some strategies. So would anyone like to speak?
Sharon, this is Nina.
Nina.
I'm not one of those people you just talked about, but I do have a question. I want to know if anyone's used the Citizens Bank app.
I don't.
Is it Citizens Access or Citizens? Never mind, Nina. Sorry. I do them online. I don't use the app.
I have, Nina.
I don't even think we have it near here. No, Nina. No.
Sharon, it's Frank.
Yes, right.
I've used the app, and I'll tell you why, because both Nina and I have a Citizens account. And she does phone banking, and the phone number associated with that account is her. It comes to her phone, so they give me a hard time about. So I installed the app, and I actually Believe it or not, I've used several different banking apps. I've used Bank of America and Experience, which Jennifer has. With that
notification from Outlook left there in flashing for Rob. Audio settings, but Rob.
Oh, okay, I'm still here, I think. So okay. Bank of America has a lot of extraneous verbosity. I've used Fidelity with good luck. I'm pleasant to say that Citizens does not have any of that really needless verbosity. It's actually a pretty clean app. I haven't tried everything because I don't have enough money to try all the features on the app, but it seems pretty accessible. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Great.
I'm sorry, Nina, what was the question you were asking about it?
Oh, right. So okay.
No one's used it, like what you're talking about, because I've never explored it or anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm curious how easy it is to use.
It seems very easy.
And what do you have to do to set it up?
Calendar.
What do you have to do to set it up?
Well, long, long time ago, I mean, this is like maybe 20 or so years ago, when I moved to Boston, I opened a Citizens account. And they actually had online banking back then, but it was so hideous. It was almost unusable, even by someone who doesn't use excessive technology. But I still had an account within it. Probably about a month or two ago, I decided I'm going to give it another try again on the app. So I opened up the app, and it asked you for your account number and password. Now, turns out the account number is really a debit card number. I don't think they want people to know that, but it is. And then password. So I didn't remember either one of those two things. So there's a little link that you click on, takes you to their website, and you put in every piece of information you know about yourself. And then eventually you'll kick out. It does an authorization. You have to, hopefully, the phone number that's associated with your account, you still have access to, because they'll send you like a text message. They'll give you like enter a 6-digit number, blah, blah, blah. Put that in, and it'll tell you this is your account number. And once you put the account number in, as the link says, I forgot my password, then you click on that and basically do the whole process again. And then it brings you to a website where you could actually just change your password. And it was a slow, tedious process, but it was fully accessible. But that was about it. I got my information, and I made note of it in a safe, secure place, of course. And now I just use Face ID to open up the app.
Anyone else like to speak?
Hi, this is Rhonda. I use both Bank of America and Capital One, and I particularly like the convenience of Capital One because it's less cluttered, and I seem to be able to do the same things that I would through Bank of America, but in a more efficient manner. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was going to say about the ATMs, what I try to use one are where they're inside the bank and not on the street corner for more security purposes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'd like to mention an option that I have used, especially because I don't have a reader anymore. I don't really feel the need, but I've set up a lot of things on autopay, and I just mention that if anybody hasn't done that, whether it's your utility bills, things that generally run around the same amount, get automatically taken out of my checking account. And I have found that to be very, very helpful.
I do autopay for some, especially like my Verizon bill, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Oh, the queue.
Yes.
A long time ago, I used to use auto pay, but I didn't like it. Like when they raised the rate of the electric company or whatever, but I had to go through to change it. But what I'm getting at is, nobody can ever read my checks anymore, like my red check. So I'm wondering if people have experience with a bank, like I think DCU where I bank, if I ever needed it and I didn't have somebody to write a check for me that I trust, they have some kind of thing where they could write a check for my rent every month and they charge you $3 for the check or something like that. So I'd like to know what other people, if they've had any experience like that. Right now I don't have to use that because I have my provider write a check or the lady from the senior center that delivers my groceries. So I don't have to mess with the bank, but I know I'm happy that it's there if I need it.
Well, Linda, I don't know. I haven't had that happen, but I have a series where for my church, because I pledge there, and we don't at this moment have a like a auto pay sort of thing. So the bank set up for me a separate series of checks of you know, my amount every week, and it automatically goes to them. So, and there's no charge for that for me. So I'm wondering if that could be set up for your rent if it if ever needed to be.
Yeah, that's what I would look into it for sure. But I know that there's something that could be done if I have to resort to that. So thank you.
Russ, thank you.
Russ?
Yeah, I use auto pay for everything. I don't make out a check a month.
Right.
Yeah. And right. But I do, you know, I keep track of the date right in my calendar. Oh, this is coming up in 3 days. So I got to go ahead and check my balance just to be sure I don't overdraft. And that's the only thing I'm really careful about, not overdrafting.
Right.
So, yeah, but I haven't been able to check in a long time.
You're not.
Ken. Yes.
I am a Bank of America user, but on the PC, online banking, and I also use Quicken. But what I'm interested in is how do you iPhone app users reconcile your accounts?
So, Ken, this is Bruce. If I could speak to that, I'm a former banker. I don't know if people know that.
It's some cheating. Of them do.
But I actually had a whole career in banking when I had vision. So, I was always so adamant about reconciling your account and doing that every month on the, you know, those of you that could see it ever do this, you get your statement and on the back of those statements. They have this little form you can fill out to figure out if you're keeping track of your account correctly. And I have to tell you that ever since mobile banking came out, I never do that anymore. My answer to you is that you look at your account. I mean, you can check your account so easily that there really isn't any reason, unless you're writing a lot of checks that are outstanding. And I don't think typically most of us write very many checks.
Correct.
You don't really need to. You just need to watch for incorrect transactions on your account, things that you didn't buy, or maybe a check that was issued that somebody wrote for you and you forgot to sort of track it in your mind or something. But I don't think you really need to do that anymore with the ability to get your balance information so easily, even at an ATM, but especially if you can do it online.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or even using a phone number, you can call every day if you wanted to.
And this is Mary, and I'm so glad you said that, Bruce, because I have noticed how I don't keep track of my checks anymore. Not that I write that many, but the few that I do, I don't, because I can go right onto the app, which is still quicker than even calling the 800 number. And it's right there. So it does change your behavior for sure.
You know, about writing a check.
Is that Rashad?
Yeah. This is Rashad. About writing a check, I don't write that many checks, maybe a couple every year. And I go to the bank and I ask them to write me the check. I take my checkbook.
Yeah.
Ask them to fill it up and I will just sign it.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
You don't have to have them type one and charge you $3, like you said. You can go and ask them to write it, and they will do it for you. And you told you have to do sign it and send it.
Good.
Now, the only thing I would say about this, and this has come up a couple times in different contexts, is just be really careful about who you're having write checks for you.
Right.
One of the things that you might do is make sure that they're filling the information in writing in your check register, even if you can't read that, because that way the next person that's helping you can make sure that there isn't a check missing from your pack of checks.
Yeah, this is
you right. Can also take a picture of a check someone's written for you.
Good idea.
You may not be able to see the picture, but you have a record of it, or you could have like an IRA or whomever look at it. We have our The home health aides do that when they write a check for something, and just as a documentation, but also for the some of the reimbursements that we get.
Russ?
Yeah, the one thing I've learned to do with people that are filling out a check for me is I sign the check first, and then let them fill it out.
Otherwise,
they're filling out the check and they're putting their name right in there. So they're so used to doing it that way.
Yeah.
So right. You sign the check first and then let them fill it out. And it's only with people I trust. I don't let just anybody fill out a check for me.
Right.
Jessica in the queue.
Jessica, hi.
Hi. Not to change the subject, but has anyone had experience with Santander? I'm not sure what the name of their app would be.
No. Well, we certainly have them in our area, but I am not. Anyone?
I haven't, no.
Are you trying to get on their app, Jessica?
John Smith? I was wondering if it would even, you know, if I thought I'd ask if it was, if anyone had experience with it before, like, you know, trying it.
Yeah. Maybe you might want to try the website first and see how accessible that is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can you hear me? It's John Smith.
Yes.
Hi. I use Santander. That's the one I use all the time. It is actually very good.
Good.
Similar to what you had, Sharon, with yours. It's very, very simple. Everything is straightforward. You see all your accounts on the first page. You can do bill pay. You can do the whole, everything, including using it to deposit checks. It's extremely easy to use.
Is that the app or the website?
Actually, both. But the app. Use the app at this point for the most. I'm almost constantly. So that's why I use the app.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
And is it called, Santander Bank?
Yep. That's all it's called, Santander. You can look it on the App Store. It's just look for Santander and it'll show up.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
This is Bruce. If I can just say one more quick thing, too. I know we talk a lot about doing it either online on the web or through the mobile app. Keep in mind that mobile apps are generally going to be easier to use.
The only time
that they're not easier, if you have to add a lot of information and like if you're setting up a new payee, it might be better to go to the web version and where you can use the keyboard, unless you have a keyboard that you use with your phone. But generally, the apps are going to be easier. They're just more friendly to us using VoiceOver.
Yeah.
This is Jennifer. I want to just answer Ken's question about reconciling. I used to love reconciling. and so when I first got my Bank of America account, I created a spreadsheet that basically looks like a check register. And I would enter in, even like charges on the debit card and the checks and check numbers. And then you can create the formulas if you want, or you can practice math. So that is an option, just to create your own. The only thing with that is I'd have to remember to go to my spreadsheet and enter the info. Because if I'm using my card, I'm not carrying my laptop with me typically to the store. So that was a downside. But if you really want to do that, that's an option.
Yeah. Can I respond, Jennifer?
Sure.
That's too much work for me. So, and that's why.
You're the one who wants to reconcile.
Oh, right, but that's why I have Quicken. You download transactions from Bank of America to Quicken.
No. I mean, we do that too, Ken. You were just asking about reconciling. I'm just explaining one option. That's all.
Okay. I guess I'm hearing that I'm a little old fashioned by reconciling. I mean, does anyone here keep receipts from their purchases?
No,
rarely.
Not really.
No.
Rarely, and as only for as long as I need to. But
I do keep them.
Yeah.
This is Alice.
Why?
I do keep them too.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
For a given amount of time, or
especially like at Christmas, I always keep an envelope of receipts in case something needs to be returned.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense. Right.
Yeah. I have a question about Quicken. I used to use it all the time when I had more vision. How accessible is it without vision?
not very.
Quicken
and QuickBooks are in the same camp. They do a lousy job at accessibility and usability.
Yeah, the other thing, I mean, I like to reconcile too, and I think I'm a closet bookkeeper besides a nurse, but I like to do taxes too. But I was thinking that one way to get around not being able to use Quicken would be to download transactions into a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know, but then I'd need multiple spreadsheets, and I don't know if it's worth all that trouble.
Can I give you another alternative?
Yes.
Have a sighted volunteer work with you.
Have what?
Have a sighted volunteer work with you.
Well, my husband, but he goes nuts. He doesn't.
Right. Well, have a sighted volunteer who likes to be a bookkeeper. And then it's a piece of cake.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked doing Quicken because then I could run reports, especially at tax time.
You got it. This is the time of year, Quicken shine.
Right. And very quickly get numbers. Now what we have to do is, and again, I need him to do it, to look at transactions in each of the credit cards.
And a little bit left for meeting.
You know, try to make reports that way. I wish I could use Quicken again.
Right. But you're also aware of the fact that credit cards, they have year-to-date reports. And you can do some of that preliminary work via the credit card company's year-end reports as well. But it doesn't replace Quicken and its tax reports.
Right. One of the things I liked about Quicken was being able to categorize things so that, I mean, the year-end reports for some, you know, we basically use one credit card mainly, so you can imagine how many transactions, and I just found Quicken much easier. But you're right, the year-end reports are helpful to look for transactions.
It helps immensely when you sit down with your tax preparer to do taxes.
Well, we use TurboTax.
I go to a person TurboTax. You go to electronic TurboTax.
The last couple of years, I always did taxes for my kids and for us, but without vision. David Kingsbury says that TurboTax is accessible. I haven't had much luck, but of course he's better at technical things than I am. But I've sat beside my husband and fed him information, and we're still married, so I guess that's a good thing.
Does anyone else have any other thoughts or questions before we call it a day?
I just would like to mention Bank of America. I use the pay transfer app for there are a couple of, you know, insurance premiums and things that are due every 3 months. And you can actually go in and edit the amount. Mostly it's always the same amount. But if it isn't, you can easily go in and edit the amount. It is easier to set up the addresses and everything on the computer versus on the phone for me. But that seems to work very, very well. And sometimes they send a check and sometimes they send an EFT. You just have to make sure that you know which is which, because otherwise you might miss the due date.
Yeah.
So this is Russ.
Yes.
I have to confess I was in trauma at one point tonight, because when it was mentioned to reconcile, I went right back to my childhood, and my mother was in the kitchen trying to reconcile a checkbook, and she couldn't find that 3 cents. Oh. Every other month, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I did some deep breathing, and I'm all right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell them. No yoga, Russ. You'll be good.
Okay.
This is Jen. I just want to recommend Venmo if people haven't set it up yet. I mainly did it because my kids and I send them like birthday money through Venmo, which feels so like lazy on my end. Yeah. But now they actually, like, I got $9.35 from my son. And I'm like, why did you send me that? And he's like, oh, I bought a game on the phone and it's hooked to my account. Like, so I was like, okay. But it's fun. Like, people, I'm connected to my son's Venmo, and if he marks something as friends, I get to see what he's saying. I think you can put a little note. So that's enjoyable. It's just really helpful. Like the Ski for Light, we contribute $20 each to the driver for gas and tolls. And most of the time, many of us haven't had a chance to get cash for that. So there's a lot of Venmoing going on. But once it's all set up, and I did do it independently through the app, it was pretty straightforward.
Does it work?
So if you want to send me money, Jennifer Harnish 5.
You just have to make sure when you set up Venmo that you have their cell phone number or some way to verify the first time you set it up, because they do some kind of a verification, which is a good idea, obviously. You don't want to send money to the wrong person.
You're sending it to. Yeah.
Does it work much like PayPal? It sounds like it does.
I've not used PayPal. Alice, but
it's similar.
Yeah, Venmo is good, especially to funnel money to kids. And that seems to come back the other way, but, you know.
It's the only little difference from PayPal is it if someone gives you money, it will sit there in your Venmo quote account until you tell it to transfer the money. And then there's a charge for a quick transfer, but if you just let it take, I don't know, 5 days, there's not a charge to transfer it. But you know, when the money's in there, then people, you know, then you're paying out of that money. I don't like leaving it in there. There is a checkbox to keep an eye out for. It does speak, but it's basically going to charge you a small percentage like PayPal. PayPal, you have to opt in, but it's like a seller protection, but it's automatically checked. So I have to actually like 2 or 3 times double tap on it to get it to uncheck. So just listen carefully as you're going through.
Do you get notifications of transactions like you do on PayPal?
I get emails that somebody that somebody paid me on.
I Venmo. Do get emails. Thank you, Alice.
And the other thing you can do with Venmo is you could use a credit card to pay somebody. You can attach a credit card to it. There is a fee, but it's possible to do that.
Wow. Money, right? Makes the world go round. All right, anyone else?
This is Sandy.
Yes.
I have to say, I don't use Venmo. I have used Zelle, not Venmo. I use Citizens Bank. In the beginning, before I had a lot of technology, I was having somebody that wrote checks. And I had Banco de Portugal, and then it changed to some other name and some other name. And it was a small bank, not like a national one or anything. So when I had nobody to write checks, my friend said, well, I'm not doing this anymore. Just go online. Well, it was not accessible online. So then I read about there was some sort of a legal settlement with Citizens. So I went on Citizens. And I do a lot of my citizen stuff online with bills.
From a guide dog for the blind has left the meeting.
Plus, I have more recently done the app. And I also have done the Chase app, because I have 2 Chase cards, and I do the PayPal. And for keeping track of stuff, I don't seem to do it as much as I used to. But when I started doing it, I had a note taker like a Braille Apex or maybe even the Braille and Speak. And you couldn't do like spreadsheets on there. So I just have, and I'm still kind of old fashioned. If I do write it, I've got like pages and pages in my computer of all these, you know, dates and amounts and check number, blah, blah, blah. And then what I do, if I write it down, I put an asterisk in front of what I've just done. And when I go through, once it's been posted, then I take the asterisk out.
You're doing this in Braille, Sandy?
No.
No, on your computer. Okay.
No, I used to do it in Braille when I had like my Apex or something with a Braille display. I do it on the computer, but I have the Braille display part of a Pac-Mate that's still 40-cell Pac-Mate that still works. And that's connected to my desktop computer, so I can kind of look at that and read it in Braille if I want to.
Anybody else?
I guess this is Rashad. I use the Fidelity app, and it's very accessible. I can do everything on it, and I use TCB Bank, which wasn't fully accessible, but I worked with them until I get it to work to do everything.
Excellent.
I pay everything electronically, basically. Like I said, sometimes you have to write a check once a year. I go to the bank, ask them to write it for me, and then I bring it home, sign it, and do whatever I have to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are some people, you know, young people who probably have never written a check.
Right.
Right.
I made my kids write checks. That was my reasoning for having them fill out the check for me. At least they learned how to write a check.
Right.
You know, I had a problem with Fidelity. Like, you know, as I'm losing my eyes slowly, so my signature changed. So every time I sign a check, they reject it. So I called them up, like, what's the matter? You know, they said, well, the computer is not recognizing your signature. I'm like, you know, I'm blind. Put a note there. My signature is not going to be the same every time. So they did that and never bothered me again.
Oh, interesting.
Whenever I sign it, it goes through, which is, I don't know if it's good or bad, but I never have a problem.
Yeah.
Hold the audio now unmuted.
That's funny, Rashad, because Frank doesn't have any problems, and his signature is like you can't really know it's like his name. Like, would you say so, Frank?
Yeah. A couple squiggly lines.
Couple squiggly lines.
Squiggly lines. Yeah.
That's the way that I write. It was like when I ended up at Perkins, our senior year, they gave us a class once a week on how to write our name. And we practiced. And if you did well enough, you got a $25 check on the day you graduated.
Did you have to write the check yourself?
No.
Did you have to sign it?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember any. Well, I don't remember anybody watching me sign that or anything. But anyhow, I am not a good writer. And when my dad was still alive, as soon as I was getting a little bit of money, he took me to a bank and he said, now you need to have credit. You need to establish credit. And I didn't know much about all this stuff, but anyway, he insisted I get this account, checking account. My dad knew somebody who was blind who had a stamp with her name on it. And the guy that was helping us open up the account for me, he said, no, you don't want to do that. He was afraid that somebody would get a hold of that. Maybe without my knowledge, they'd be, you know, stamping away stuff and writing checks for me and stuff that I didn't want to have done. So I don't have any kind of a stamp, kind of a thing like that. But
I have a signature stamp.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't have one of those, but nobody's ever bothered me about it.
Well, I'm dyslexic, so I write my letters backwards, upside down sometimes, all sorts of weird things, spell things in ridiculously creative ways, but yet still,
yeah.
Bank never takes it, gives me a problem, right?
No, you just make a little squiggle and
yeah. All right, everyone. I think we're gonna end for the evening.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm really, really pleased with people's different ideas and there's no right or wrong way to do all this, you know, and we all know that apps change for good and ill. But they're still worth working with for sure.
Right.
So I want to thank Mary and Jennifer for contributing and Linda for her, her email, and I'll send out that link for the stand. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Sharon.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sharon.
Good night.